This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We talked earlier about the perennial housing shortage. The obvious knock-on effect is rising homelessness. The number of unsheltered people in the U.S. was up by 12% last year, according to a count from the federal government, to more than 650,000 people, the highest total on record. And communities are struggling to figure out how to respond, as we're seeing in a current case before the Supreme Court. The court heard oral arguments today over whether efforts to enforce a public camping ban in Grants Pass, Oregon, violated the Eighth Amendment's protections against cruel and unusual punishment. Abby Van Sickle is Supreme Court correspondent with the New York Times and joins me now. Abby, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you listened to oral arguments in court this morning. What was that like after having actually reported in this community, Grants Pass?
I thought it was just a fascinating argument, especially after having gone to Grants Pass and spent time, you know, in the encampments and speaking with local officials about this case. And, you know, the justices were wrestling with a lot of the same issues that local officials and unhoused people in Grants Pass think about, which I thought was pretty fascinating.
Yeah. So talk about this community and what you saw when you reported there, because I think sometimes this argument gets a little academic, right?
Yeah, so Grants Pass is a town of about 40,000 people. It's in the foothills of southern Oregon, and it's a former timber hub. And the town has been sort of struggling with what to do as residents began to complain that there were more and more people who were homeless and in the downtown area and also camping and sleeping in some of the city's parks. And so local officials stepped up enforcement of a series of local ordinances that basically make it so people cannot sleep with bedding in any public space in the town. And a group of homeless people filed a lawsuit challenging that, saying that the city was violating their Eighth Amendment rights, that it was unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment.
Now, what did you hear in the courtroom to give you any indication of how the justices might lean?
Yeah, so I would say that the liberal group of justices had a pretty impassioned back and forth with the lawyer for the city of Grants Pass about, you know, the implications of making it so people could not sleep. You know, they argued this is an essential human function. People must sleep. And so if you cannot sleep outside anywhere and you don't have a place to go, you don't have a shelter bed or a house, what are you supposed to do? And, you know, many of the conservative justices seem to be wrestling with sort of the practicalities of enforcement. You know, how does a city decide whether, you know, there are enough shelter beds or not on a particular night? You know, how do police actually sort of make these individual determinations? So that, you know, those were kind of the major threads that I heard in the argument today.
Of course, the ruling will have implications for so many communities that are grappling with this issue. Can you talk about how what you saw in Grants Pass reflects the housing situation throughout many parts of the country, especially in the West?
Of course. You know, I think this is one of the most important things to understand about the case is that this is not just a case about, you know, a small town in Oregon. This is a case that has drawn the attention of cities, you know, especially on the West Coast and in the Western states, but throughout the country about how cities can deal with and sort of what the boundaries are for regulating homelessness at a time when homelessness has increased. And when the case was coming before the court, we've seen front of the court briefs by leaders across the political spectrum who are asking the court for clarity on, you know, what can cities and states do? What can they not do? And, you know, how are they supposed to wrestle with this question?
Yeah, I mean, there are obviously no easy answers, but advocates for the unhoused say the cure to homelessness is housing. Are you hearing that in the arguments that communities really need to provide housing for these folks if they're going to clear them out of these encampments?
You know, that was not a big part of the oral argument today. It was definitely something that came out in some of the briefs to the court about affordable housing, that it is certainly something that came up in interviews in Grants Pass, where they have seen increasing rents, increasing housing costs, and, you know, very limited options for people on low or no income. So it's certainly looming in the background of the case, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't at, sort of at the heart of the legal argument today.
Abby Van Sickle covers the Supreme Court for the New York Times. Thanks so much for sharing your reporting.
Thank you so much for having me.